that earlier because I believe that we are in a time and an age and a place right now in Christianity and in America and in the world that the word of the Lord's coming to us and saying, abide with me, come into my presence. And the word in the Greek is actually meno. And it's a verb, and it says to stay connected, to continue in, to dwell with, to endure, to remain, to stand. That's what the Lord's trying to get us to realize, is that we need to learn how to endure. Can you say amen? We a lot of folks are just wimpy, weak Christians, and they're not really realizing the importance of allowing the Holy Spirit to enter in and give us the power, say power, to overcome. To stand, to continue with, to dwell in, to endure, to remain, to stand with God. When we abide in the vine, I really wanted to play that song this morning, Abiding in the Vine, Abiding in the Vine. And it's love, joy, peace. He has made them mine. And when we abide with Jesus is exactly that, is when we learn that when we stay connected to, when we stay continuing in His presence, then we learn. Say learn. We learn to hear His voice. We learn to find out what He wants us to be and do. And many times in our lives, we don't stay focused. We get distracted way too easy. If our telephone rings or if our we take up something going on, we just get so distracted so easy that we get away from realizing that God is trying to communicate with us. Can you say the word if? Now watch this. John chapter 15 and 7 says this. If you abide with me, say abide. If you abide with me and my word abides in you, if you abide with me and my word abides with you, how do you get that word? But we learn to hear it. We learn to read it. We learn to stay in it. Say stay. Stay connected with the Word of God. You will ask what you desire and it will be done for you. What? When we truly find, the thing is that so many of us ask for the wrong stuff because we're not abiding. We're not staying connected to God's will in our life. Many of us want our own will and we want God to bless it. But I'm here to tell you that we have to learn to abide, stay connected, stand with, endure, push through all of the stuff with God. And He's going to bring us to an understanding of His will. And when we learn what His will is for our life, then He will give us the desires of our heart. Because our desires are no longer upon the things or the cares of this world. But watch this. You will ask me to die and it shall be done to you. By this my Father is glorified. How is He glorified? By this. By what? By staying abided in His will. Staying abided in His vine. Learning what He wants us to learn. Understanding what He wants us to understand. Getting in touch with God daily. Not just on Sunday morning. Not just on your way in Sunday morning, because probably by Sunday evening we walked out and a lot of it's leaked out and we get mad because somebody pulled in front of us in the parking lot. Or somebody got in your way while you was in the line or whatever. We get a little distracted with too many things going on. So, watch this. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciple. So you will be my disciple. So you will be my disciple. You see, we have to follow after God if we want to learn what this Christianity is all about. Sometimes we get caught up in just going to church. I've been to church this week, hallelujah. And then we just kind of let that all fade out. And then we just go about doing our day-to-day, what we want to do, how we want to do it, when we want to do it. But I'm here to tell you that God is searching. God is searching for some believers, some true believers. Oh, I believe, brother. Well, yeah, the Bible says that the devil believes. And it's about more than believing, but it's believing that he is who he said he is. Amen? I get a kick out of these folks that don't, you know, this, well, you know, this Jesus was a good man, but I don't know about that Son of God stuff. Wait a minute. He either was who he said he was, or he was a lunatic, or he was just crazy, because he said he was the Son of God. Not a Son of God, the Son of God. He said, there is no other way to the Father except through me. He said, I am the truth, the life. He said, I am the living vine, the true vine. And we need to abide with him. God, I believe for truly looking and searching this world today for some true believers, some folks that are really interested in finding God. And truly asking, how many of you ever asked the question, well, God, what is this Christian life all about? Have you ever found yourself trying to figure it out? I mean, have you ever been curious? As you're getting towards, you go to church and you see somebody that's all excited about God and they love the Lord. And you say, you know, I don't have that joy. I don't have that whatever it is. But I'm here to tell you that you can have it. You can have it. You can seek after it. When you seek after it, you will find it, says the Lord. Ask, seek, and knock, and you shall hear and see and understand his will. Do you really want to be a Christian? Or do you just want to go to church? Or do you just want other people to think you're a Christian? Or if I could just, you know, my brother Lewis gave me this little pamphlet here, and it's an eternal life insurance company. And if you want to look at it, I'll give it to you. I thought it's really a neat thing. But after he gave me this, I started thinking about it. And I think sometimes people are just looking for an insurance policy, a fire insurance policy, a fire insurance policy, so that way they won't burn. I don't want to go to hell. I think it was John Lennon. Boy, I hate to quote somebody like that, but I believe in one of his songs he said this. He said, I know there's no heaven, but I pray there ain't no hell. I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm here to tell you that there is a heaven and there is a hell. And you better decide now where you want to spend eternity. And it's not about how many times you come in through the door of the church. It's about how we live our life. It's about being the church, not just coming to church. I believe that if you love Jesus, I believe that you will be in the house of God. I believe that if you love Jesus, you'll be in a church and you will find your roots and you'll set them down and you'll grow and mature and learn to go out into your mission field and proclaim the gospel everywhere you go. I believe that, true, without a doubt. That's my heart's desire, is that we go out of this place and reach out to a dying world. There's friends and family members that I know that if they don't change their lives, they're going to hell. And every time I get an opportunity, I try to plant a seed. And that's what we need to do every day of our life, is when we have, say have, when we have the opportunity to plant the seed, I'm here to tell you it's time to plant the seeds. It's time to reach out. Well, you know, I'm not too comfortable reaching out, brother. Well, I'm here to tell you it's time. It's time to get comfortable. It's about time that you realize that, you know what, how good God is. Because when you abide in the vine, oh my goodness, God's going to bring us to a place of depth. He's going to bring you to a deeper place in him. He's going to bring you to a better place of understanding what Christianity is truly about. Some people get caught up with religious rules and regulations, and I'm here to tell you that Jesus loves you and he loves people, and it's time for us to learn to love one another as he loved us. We just had communion and he died and he told us to remember these things. And I'm here today, it's time for us to remember how good God is, how awesome he is, what he did for us, say us, and them. He did it for them just as well as us. So it's time for us to get off of our our comfort zone and step out into being obedient to what the word of the Lord says, go into all the world and preach the gospel, teaching them to observe him, train up disciples. Well, I'm not a teacher, brother. Yes, you are. whether you believe it or not, you're a teacher, because there's a lot of people watching you. There's a lot of people trying to decide whether they have. This is how I live my life. I don't know about you, but I'm just going to be honest with you this morning. All the other times I'm not that honest, but this morning I decided to be honest. Sometimes I examine people's lives. And you know what? I gleam. I call it gleaming. And I go through, and you know what? I like that. So I'm going to imitate that, because I like that part. And then you find other people that are doing things, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to learn from that mistake. I'm not going to do like that person did, because, you know, that's just not nice. Have you ever been there? You ever gleam, and you ever, you know, look at people and you examine them, and you're saying, phew, I don't want to be like that. And then you look at other people and say, yeah, I want to be like that. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus gives us the example. When we come into His presence, when we abide in the vine, then we learn to not even look at the people that we really admire, but then we look at Jesus. And when we find out that He is the author and perfecter, say perfecter, He is the author and perfecter of our faith. And that's why sometimes we mess up, because we're not looking to the author and perfecter. We're looking to all of the other people, and we're trying to do. And I'm here to tell you, it's time for us to examine ourselves and say, Lord, where am I? Where am I in Your kingdom, Lord? Am I where I should be? Well, of course I'm not. But am I where You want me to be? Well, yeah, but I've got more. I've got more for You. And there's more as we abide. Say abide. When we stand, when we connect, when we understand what God is doing in our world today, we understand the importance of living life to the fullest, following Jesus, finding out what the Word tells us to do. Well, we quit talking about other people's opinions, because there's a lot of them out there. Have you heard a few? Excuse me just a minute. Jesus. We have a lot of opinions out there. John chapter 14 and 6 says this. And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. When we abide, our lives is just the beginning. When we abide in our everyday life connected to the vine, our life begins. Say begins. A metamorphosis. A change, just like a caterpillar going into the cocoon, and there's a process and there's things happening. Have you felt things happening in your life lately? Have you felt the difference of the Spirit of God flowing through your life? If you haven't, it's because you're not abiding. If you are starting to abide, if you're just getting ready, get ready, because God's fixing to do a miraculous work inside of you. He's fixing to do something mighty. Say mighty. If we abide in His presence, if we abide in the vine, there's a change coming. We can no longer enjoy sin. Wait a minute, brother. Well, you know what? Yeah. Well, I don't enjoy sin. Well, you know what? The Bible says that there is joy in sin for a season. And I'm here to tell you that, you know, a lot of people, you know, especially us overeaters, you know, that we have to learn that. Well, okay, that's mine. What's yours? Well, never mind. I ain't going to get into yours. Because you know what? I'm not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. But when we stay in His presence, we no longer want to tolerate. Say tolerate. We no longer want to tolerate the acceptance of the wrong way living. We no longer want to tolerate. We no longer want to do the things we used to do. We want to please our Heavenly Father. When we abide in the vine, oh, it's such a joy, and it's such a pleasant place to understand that it's the joy of the Lord that brings us to our strength in Him. And when we abide connected to Him, and when we learn to walk every day and trust Him, and when we walk every day and live and look up and say, Father, not my will be done but Yours. Because I want to punch this guy out. Have you ever wanted to punch out a cashier or a guy that's driving in the long lane in front of you, or having some issue with some person? Well, of course, most of us are. Let's just get off of that, because we're going to have a repentance class this evening. Well, can we now see Watch this. We can now see what the Spirit is saying to the church because we have been abiding in the vine. When we trust the Lord, when we read the Bible, when we hear His Word, when we follow after Jesus, when we connect to the vine and realize that He is the author, He's going to bring us to a place of understanding. He's going to bring us to a place of, wow, God, I didn't realize I was doing this. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been in a place where you went, wow, God? If you haven't, I'm going to just encourage you. You better get in your Word. You better start reading it, because too many of us are just going, oh, hum. We live in an oh, hum Christian lifestyle. Well, I'm just abiding in the vine here. I love Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to Father. Well, I just, and you know, we're talking a good talk, but we're not walking the walk. We're telling people all about it, but what's going on in our mind? What's going on in our life? What's going on? Are we truly understanding that abiding in the vine, it will bring life? Oh, you won't be struggling. You won't be fearful. You won't have doubt. Because when you abide in the vine, you realize that he's under control. He's in control. He knows exactly what you need when you need it. How many of you need something right now? Father, you see the ones that need or in need right now. Father, we ask you to pour out your fresh anointing right now. Fill the needs, oh God, because you're our supplier. You bring us, oh God, to where we need to be in you. Father, bring us, oh God. Oh, there's about a dozen folks just now praying, Lord, I need $1 million. Stay away from that spirit. That is not from God. I'm here to tell you that He's got something a whole lot better for you. A whole lot better for you. Oh, but you don't know, brother, I could use the money. Well, yeah, you could, but I'm here to tell you there's something better. Say better. How many of you know there's something better? You know, because you could have $1 million and then you could die tomorrow. And then $1 million is no good. You can have $2 million and be sick, and you know, and uh-oh, guess what? No matter how much money you got, it's not going to buy you happiness. It's not going to buy you health. It's not going to buy you peace. Oh, Jesus, yes. Oh, thank you. He's priceless. Oh, Lord, we get to a place of understanding that our eyes will be open. Watch this. John chapter 16 and 7 says this. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. Now, this is Jesus, and he's talking to his disciples, and they're getting a little bit worried because he's telling them he's fixing to have to go. He's fixing to have to die on the cross. For if I go away, the helper, say helper. And you notice that's a capital H, so it's the Holy Spirit he's talking about, will come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he's capital H there, but it's the Holy Spirit. When he comes, he, the Holy Spirit, capital H, will convict the world of sin. The Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. How many of you know when you're sinning? If you don't know it, then you don't have the Holy Spirit. And if you didn't get it last week right here in the front of the church, then before you leave today, come on up and let's pray for you again. Sometimes we need a double dose. Sometimes we need a double dose of the Holy Ghost. And I'm here to tell you that the Holy Ghost will convict us of sin. And when we're in the process of sinning, we won't enjoy it because the Holy Spirit's saying, uh-oh, boy, you shouldn't be doing that. Have you ever heard His voice? Saying you shouldn't be doing that. You know, what's sad is many of us have hardened our hearts. And we have heard it many times. Oh, you shouldn't be doing that. But we have a but. We have excuses. We say, yeah, but Lord, but I'll be there next week. Lord, I'm going to be better next week. Lord, next week I'm going to read my Bible more, Lord. Tomorrow, Lord, I'm going to do this. Next week, next month. Lord, I'm not quite ready yet. I'm here to tell you it's time to give up and give it to God and allow the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct your path, because He is an awesome God. And when we rely and trust Him, when we will allow ourselves to be fed by the Holy Spirit, reconnected to the vine. Watch this. He will convict you. He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and judgment. The Holy Spirit brings truth. The Holy Spirit brings freedom. Say freedom. The Holy Spirit brings compassion. It's amazing to me to watch good, solid Christians not have compassion on their brothers and sisters in Christ. Well, they need a turn and burn. No. You know what? If Jesus was there, would He have that spirit? Lord, do You want us to call down fire from heaven and burn them up? No, that's what He told His disciples. No, I don't want you to call. No, I'm reaching out to these people. They need Jesus. They need love. They need mercy. They need compassion. Of course, they need discipline too. That's why the Holy Spirit convicts. He convicts. Have you ever heard Jesus convicting you? Oh, thank You, Jesus, for the conviction. Oh, we need to have a sensitive ear to hear when He's speaking to us. It's not just going to happen. Things don't just happen. You've got to seek after God. Well, if I just go to church, it'll just happen. Well, you might seek, you might get a little bit through osmosis if you sit there long enough. But I'm here to tell you that you're going to have to seek Him. You're going to have to knock. You're going to have to ask God. Lord, I need to know. I want to know. I want to know what I'm doing wrong so I can stop it. Say, stop it. And then if you ask that question, how many of you know He's going to show you what you're doing wrong? Uh-oh. You see, that's why we don't ask, because we don't want to know. Well, Lord, I'm not ready to stop this yet. Lord, I just want to do this a little longer because I like it. Well, I'm here to tell you, living in the danger zone. Don't live in the danger zone. Get unto God. Trust and abide in Him. Watch this. It's not just going to happen. It's just going to take abiding in His vine. It's about understanding that He has life. And as we connect to the source, say source. As we connect to the source, He gives and He imparts and He lets loose. And He brings freedom to our minds where so many of us are bound up with things that are corrupting us. And I'm here to tell you that God wants to set you free from a corrupt, evil, wicked mind. But it takes, say it takes, connecting. It takes abiding. It takes seeking after God. Because when we abide in Jesus, when we stay connected with Jesus, when we abide with Jesus, there we go. I'm sorry. It would probably be hard for anybody to keep up with me. When we stay abiding in Jesus, we won't just live in the fallout. You ever feel alone in the midst of a bunch of people? You ever feel like you're the only one there and you just can't figure out what's going on? Now, I'm here to tell you that's some folks that are living in the fallout. They're not just really connecting to the vine. They're living in the residual of the effects, the things that's going on. And they're just trying to gleam a little bit. And they're just trying to pick up, and I'm here to tell you that's all good and fine, but I'm here to tell you there's a time and a date that you got to step in and quit staying back and saying, well, you know, I don't know. Well, go to your word. Go to the Bible. Say Bible. Open up the Bible. And I'll tell you a really good place to start. Uh-oh. Hang on just a minute. Here we go. A good, real place to start is the book of Proverbs. If you don't know where to read, go to Proverbs. Read through the book of Proverbs. Then go to the Gospel of John. And then go do a little bit. Just get into the Word and allow. Say allow. Allow the Word of God to bring you unto a place of understanding. When you pray before you read, when you say, Lord, I need some understanding of Your Word, because I've heard people say this before and I still don't get it. I read my Bible. It's just, I don't get it. I don't get it. You ever heard anybody say that? It's like, man, I try to read my Bible. I just don't get it. Well, you obviously are not reading it. Because if you read it, sometimes people just read words and want to accomplish something. And that's not the way to be with the Bible. The way to be with the Bible is take time. Take time and allow the Word of God to minister to your heart. Prepare yourself before you read. Spend a little bit of time in prayer. Spend some quality time with the Lord and then watch. Say watch. Watch what He will reveal to you. Watch the enlightenment that comes by staying, abiding in His vine. Instead of just living in the fallout, instead of just coming to church, you'll come to church and you'll be ready to have church and you'll be a part of the church. And it's not about just what somebody else is doing, but all of a sudden the praise and the worship and the prayer and man, you'll be going, "Oh, Jesus, You are so good to me." You ever been in His presence? Have you ever come into the Holy of Holies? When you're coming into the Holy of Holies, when you prepare before you get to church, when you come prayed up, man, all of a sudden things start opening up. God starts revealing things to you. You don't need somebody else to prophesy over you. Although I enjoy the prophetic word, I enjoy it when it happens. I love to see other people getting words, but you won't have to have it. There's people that go from church to church. Well, if I just go over here, come here, baby. If I just come over here, I'm going to get somebody to give me a word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then if they got to have all that. Go ahead. Are you dizzy now? Let me get over here and go to this church. And hallelujah. Get over to somebody. Woo. Oh, Jesus. Now, I'm not making fun of the Holy Spirit. I really am not. I believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I believe that God works in lives. I believe that He will change you. I have been slain in the Spirit. I've been drunk in the Spirit. I don't know if you've ever experienced any of that, but I'm here to tell you, it's great. Because all of a sudden, you find yourself in the presence of the Most High God. And in His presence, oh, my goodness, there's such a joy and a delight that comes over your life. And when we learn, say learn, to abide and stay connected to the vine, and we want more, we climb closer and closer to the tree and the branches. And we say, "Lord, give me some more." Because we found out it's good. See, how many of you ever tasted and seen that it was good? The Word tells us to taste and see. Go after it. Don't be satisfied with just a leaf. Too many of us are just getting leaves and thinking that's great. I'm here to tell you, there's a whole vine and branch and tree and roots that we need to set in. And man, there's a whole experience. There's a whole Christian lifestyle. Oh, well, I'm not ready to be a preacher. That's okay. You don't ever have to stand on a platform and preach if you don't want to. But I'm here to tell you that you are a preacher and people are watching and they're listening and they're seeing what you are. Are we Christians? Are we truly wanting to be a Christian? Or do we just playing with Jesus? Or just want that fire insurance policy? If you just want the policy before you leave today, come and get one of these. Keep it. And you can keep it. I got about a dozen of them. We made some copies. Tabitha told me, I just noticed she typed me a little letter on that thing. She said she could retype that. So I said, okay. So where you at, Tab? There you are. If you want to do that, that's fine. Retype it, make it prettier. And that was an older copy, so make it nicer. Anyway, abiding with Jesus, realizing that God loves you. Instead of just playing church, we can learn to become the church. Just don't come, because you miss out so much if you just come. I encourage other people to come with you and say, you got to taste this. You got to see what God is doing. You got to find out that God is real. Say He's real. There's some folks that just don't believe He's real. There's some folks that just want to come to church sometime. I call them sometimers. They just come sometime, and most of the time, they don't even really want to come. They don't even want to be here. I hate to say this, but I'm going to. I shouldn't, but I'm going to. If you don't want to be here, go ahead and leave, because you know what? I would rather not have that spirit here. I'd rather have the people that want to be here and lifting up the name of Jesus and praising God and giving Him glory. I'd rather people come and want to be a part than not to. I'd rather have 10 sold out, saved people than 130 that don't want to be here. Well, my mama made me come. I just had to come. My wife told me if I didn't come, she was going to twist my ear off. I'm here to tell you that God loves you. He wants you here. Don't waste the day of your visitation. Don't waste the, we're busy people. How many of you are busy? Don't waste your time if you're not going to come and get involved and be a part of the body of Christ. If you don't want to be a part, then I'm just here to tell you that God wants you to be a part. He wants to stir you. He wants to encourage you. He wants to give you words of life. How many of you got a word last weekend? Did you enjoy that? Did you want more? And so if y'all didn't get a word, come. Well, like I said earlier, you don't have to come to get a word, but it sure is a much easier place to hear God's voice when you came and got into His presence. Because most of us don't worship God like we do here on Sunday morning. Most of us. We just kind of going out through our week, we got the radio on, we're rocking and rolling over here, and we got the TV, and we got to watch this program, and, who died last week, We get caught up in all of the stuff, and we missing a great opportunity to be a part of the church, to be a part of the body of Christ, living and abiding in His presence. Don't be a sometimer. Be a full-timer. James chapter 1 and 22 says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only." Watch this, the next words. Deceiving yourself. You see, some people just come and they deceive themselves because they just hear the word and they leave it as, "Boy, that was a good word. You're in your church today. Wow, hallelujah." And then tomorrow or whatever, they go right back into the same old routine of living life, trying to get another dollar in the bank, trying to have a better car, trying to have a better house, trying to succeed, trying to get a little bit better than the neighbors so that way you can say, "Look what I've got better than you got." Oh my goodness. There's so much more to life. There's so much more. Do you want to be a part of the kingdom of God? Do you realize that we have the opportunities today to be a part of the kingdom of God? Do you remember when Jesus was talking to Pilate and he says, "I'm the truth." And he goes, "What is truth?" There's a world that's looking for truth. And many of us have truth right here in our hand and we won't give it to them. We say, "Oh, they're not ready for this," or else, "I don't want them to think I'm a Jesus freak or a holy roller or, oh, one of those." You go to church, "Oh, one of them." It's time. Say, it's time for us to give up and realize that God is in control. Watch this. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8 says this. "Finally, my brethren, whatever things is true." I like to stop there. Whatever things are true. Boy, it's amazing to me how many people lie today. And they think nothing of it. Just lie. Lie about this, lie about that. I tell people, just tell me the truth. They ain't going to hurt. I can take it. "Finally, my brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good report." Say good report. "Well, if there is any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, let us..." Oh, come on. Say it again. Meditate. Think about it. Dwell in that presence of God. Understanding that we got to learn to meditate on these things. Too many of us are meditating on the wrong things. Say wrong things. We're meditating on the wrong... I just don't know if I'm going to have enough money to pay the bills this week. Or electric bill coming in. A water bill coming in. Car notes. Insurance is coming up. Oh, my goodness. Woo! Oh, I'm sick, I'm bad, I'm hurting, I'm out. I don't meditate on all these terrible things. I'm just no wonder why we're frustrated. Meditate on these things. You see, we're meditating on the wrong stuff. We make sure we catch the evening news so we can find out what we can meditate on the rest of the day. What we can talk to on the Facebook. "Well, did you see what Trump did today? Oh, my God. He tweeted this. He tweeted that." Oh my goodness, did you see what's going on? Oh yeah, them liberals, them conservatives. Oh my goodness, what's going on in the world? We are all going to die. Oh, oh. Fear, 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 worry, doubt. Oh, we worry about, well, you know what? I don't see no miracles today. It's because you're not looking. You're meditating on the stuff. There's people being healed right now. Right here in this room. There's demonic spirits that are running out the door right now because somebody today decided, hey, I believe you, Jesus. Little demons are going, ah! I like the idea of being able to cast them out. Be saying, go on in Jesus' name. When the enemy comes in the flood, like a flood, when the enemy comes in and tries to hurt you, what does the Bible say? Stand up, rise up, raise up a standard against it and say, I'm not going to deal with this. He that's in me is stronger than he that's in the world. Proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tell people about Jesus. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Do you know he's with you today? Do you know Jesus is here? Do you know he's empowering you? Meditate on these things. And the things which you learned and received and saw in me, these do. For the God of peace. Oh, for the God of peace will be with you. Do you know that the God of peace will be with you? Abide. Learn how to tap into the Holy Spirit source 24/7. Not just a couple hours on Sunday. Just every day, 24/7, when you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't sleep because you're worried and you're worried about this and you're fearing about that, stop it. Stop worrying. Stop fearing. Say, Lord, I need your Spirit. I need your Holy Spirit to give me peace right now, God. Oh, Lord, get the Bible out and I promise you, the devil will put you to sleep real quick. Because he don't want you to read that. You know what? If you're lost and you're confused, get in your Bible and read it and find out why. Watch this. 1 Corinthians 2:9. You've heard it many times from this pulpit. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the things which God has already prepared for those who do we love him? Do we want to be Christians? Then let's quit playing games. For those who love him. But God has revealed. Watch this. But God has revealed them to who? God has revealed these things to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. The God that I serve. Jesus Christ. Lord God Almighty. He knows all things. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow. He knows what I'm going to need to supply what I need to do tomorrow. Have you ever found out that you have favor in God? I just going to share just a personal story real quick. We went to the Shuckers game last Wednesday. It was Isaac's birthday. And they got, you know, some tickets to go to the Shuckers game. I had no idea where to park. Never been there. Drove around the building. Ended up back on I-10 all the way back to the Ivor building. Had to come back again. Pulled up, finally I said, okay, where's this parking lot? And I pulled in this place and this man standing there. I said, obviously this is the wrong one. Either that or I got to pay it. Either way. So I pulled up there and the man looks at me and goes, hey, first time here? I said, yeah, I'm an idiot. He said, well, this is a reserved parking area. This is just for coaches, staff, and scouts. And he looked at me and goes, you're a scout, aren't you? And he said, shake your head, yes. So I went, I was just being obedient. He told me to shake my head, yes. I said, and he said, park right over here. I said, hallelujah. I was 10 feet from the steps. Hallelujah. And then I looked up at the steps and said, oh, God, help me. But God has revealed them to us through the Holy Spirit. He searches the deep things. Yes, say yes. Even the deep things of God, for what man, wait a minute, for what man knows the things of man except for the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except for the Spirit of God. You see, so when we stay abiding in the vine, when we tap into the source, when we realize that he's in control, when we know Say, I know that he's in control. When we tap into the source, guess what we're going to have? Information. He's going to download and give you the right way to go. Now, just because it's the right way to go, I'm not going to tell you that it's always pleasant. Oh, what? Yeah, because sometimes you got to go through some stuff to learn. Say learn. Especially us hard-headed people. Have you ever been around the mountain a few times? No. Oh, sometimes we go around and around and around, and the Lord says, I'm trying to set you free. I'm bringing you to the promised land, but you got to wait on me. Now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit whom is from God, that we might know the things which has been freely given to us. God is bringing us to an understanding, a revelation, a place in him. Watch this. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is. Say is. Here it is. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And these are those who are in Christ. Are we in Christ? Are we tapped into the vine? Then you know what we got? Love, joy, health, peace. He has made them mine. I have prosperity, power, and victory abiding in the vine. Yeah, I'm a nut. That's okay. I don't care. I love Jesus. Because I'm abiding in the vine. What do you want? You know what? I said this on Facebook this week. I'm a Facebooky person. Not as much as Johnson, though. I mean, Jordan. Which one? Robbie. Yeah. That boy posts everything. I said, what do you want? What do you want in life? And watch this. We always... Almost always, we always make time to do what we want to do. We always make time to do the things we truly want to do. You might have a busy life, but if you like to fly a plane, you might say, I'm going flying this evening. I'm going to take out 10 minutes, an hour and go fly. If you drive a motorbike, you say, you know what, I'm busy and I got a lot of things to do, but today I think I'm going to go ride my bike, which I did yesterday. And I loved it. Hallelujah. Robbie said, amen. Whatever. You like to go fishing. Oh, I'm going to make time. You make time to do the things you want to do. You like to go. Whatever it is, we always make time to do the things we want to do. Do we want to be a Christian? Do we want to be a part of the body of Christ? Do we want to know that our Heavenly Father is waiting to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I don't know about you, but it's my heart's desire to have and hear my Heavenly Father say, I love you, my boy. Get up. I'm going to take care of this for you too. I'm going to take care of this for you also. Watch this. Live. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Day by day by day. We got to learn how to walk. Say walk. In the Spirit of God. Now watch this. I'm going to jump down to John 15:1. Because this is the scripture. Is the basis of the sermon tonight. Today. John 15:1 says this. I am the true vine. And my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes it away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it. Have you been pruned? That it might bear more fruit. You see, God wants us to be doing something for the kingdom of God. He wants us to be busy. And if you're busy doing something, guess what? He's going to give you more to do. If you're busy doing something for Jesus, he's going to say, guess what? I, good and faithful servant, I got something else for you. And now that you've been obedient in this, let me show you what else I got, because this is better than that. And as we abide in the vine and as we say, Lord, I want more. He says, good, because I got more for you. There's something else I've been wanting you to do. There's something else I've got in store for you to do. There's something else that's going to bring the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. You'll be so amazed by being obedient to the Spirit of God. When we follow Jesus, when we say, Lord, show me, because I'm hard-headed. Show me, Lord, because I want to be a better Christian. Lord, open my eyes that I might see. Open my ears that he might hear. And he says, I'm speaking to the church today. Listen to what the Spirit is saying to you today. I'm already clean. Watch this. You are already clean because the word which I spoke to you abides in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit in itself, you see, because sometimes people get a little bit prideful. They get a little bit arrogant and they think it's about them. Look what I did. Look what I did for this church. Look what, man, I've done this for the church. I've done that for the body. I've done this. So what? If you only will find out that it's not about doing something for the church, but it's about doing it for Jesus, then you're not waiting for somebody to pat you on the back saying, hey, look what you did. Oh, we're so proud of you. But you got your Heavenly Father that just touches your heart. And you don't have to have men's approval because you know the Father's smiling down on you. Do you know the Father's smiling on you today? I'm here to tell you that He loves you. And He's smiling down upon you right now. And He's saying, guess what? I know you're busy. I know you got a lot of things going on. But stop. Take a step back and wait on me. Trust me. Follow me. Hear my voice. Because I got something great. Great. Great in store for you. The Word says it like this. For the people who know their God shall be strong. For the people who know their God, they shall be strong. And watch what else it says. It says, and they will carry out great exploits. That means you're going to be mighty in the kingdom of God. That means when the devils come up and try to make you scared or fearful or doubtful, you look at them and say, you be gone in Jesus' name. Get on out of here. You don't have no authority here. I'm a child of the Most High God. It's time for us to stand up and realize that Jesus has died and sent His Holy Spirit so that we might have the power of God, that we might send Him out and say, no, 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 no. You see, the problem is too many times we like to play with the devil, huh? We like to, if I could just, well, nobody's looking, nobody knows. I'm just going to play with Satan a little bit. I'm just going to go over here and smoke this stuff. I'm going to go over here and drink this stuff. I'm going to go over here and play with this stuff. Ooh, and nobody's going to know. You see, God knows. Of course you know that, but watch this. The reality is what have we just loosened in our spirit? What have we just allowed to come in and pollute our lives? Oh, you see, you think you're getting away with it, but what's happening is you're destroying yourself. You heard me talk about earlier about deceiving yourself. You're deceiving yourself because you think that that's a better way to do it, a good thing to do. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus is here for you. He is here right now. And He says, I've got room. I've got room. I've got room at the table for you. Aren't you glad He made room for you? Say amen. Stand to your feet. Let me pray for you. Father, we thank You that You've made room, oh God. You made room in the kingdom of God for us, oh God. Father, we give You glory and honor and praise in this house, Lord. For You are the King of kings and Lord of lords. You're bringing us to a place of understanding, Lord. You're bringing us to a place of cleaning up, oh God. The stuff, the doubt, the fear, the worries, the issues in our life, Lord. The things that we're putting before You. Lord, let us not put them before You anymore. Today, Lord, we surrender afresh and anew. Today, Lord, we reclaim the land, the promised land, oh God. We reclaim it, Lord, because You've already got it, Lord. Now, Lord, we rebuke the devil. We rebuke the enemy. We say, be gone in Jesus' name. For You have no authority here. We tell You to be gone. Get out of here. You have no part in my life. But I am a child of the Most High God, and I surrender right now and ask You to fill me afresh. Fill me anew. Lord Jesus, fill me fresh. Fill me new, Jesus, right now. In Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. 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 God bless you. Tell somebody you love them in Jesus' name. And if you've got children in church, go get